are instantly making me a huge fan of yours because you know the catalog that well. I think that's fantastic. And you had mentioned Richie is one of your your crushes.
Yes.
Through BGE. And there's something very alluring about that match with Goran.
Yes.
Because he does a similar thing.
Yes. That tease that I felt. I'm like, even with his Gut Bash 11 match, like, again, I go back to that whole pro punching thing, because that happened a little too much for my taste.
Even in that match, yeah.
So if I ever get a shot at Richie, he's not going to receive the same treatment from me.
Right.
However, I'm not going to lie, that body and that face, be hard to resist that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think the way he... I don't even want to say played with Garen.
Yeah.
You know, Garen really was just
absolutely.
You could tell he just wanted so much more, and there Richie was dangling himself in the...
There's like a little light bulb that goes off in over Richie's head at one point where it's like, oh, fuck, this guy is so into me. I own him.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely he uses that through the end of the match in a way that is just... He has this sort of innocent, beautiful little angelic vibe, and I agree. I think that's an awesome twist that he brings to it. Very cool. Like I said, I love your command of the catalog. This is making me think, how many more questions do I want to ask you about sort of your command of the catalog?
I've been following, Brooklyn Body,
Brooklyn Body Wrecker.
One of my favorites. His match with, his WrestleShack match with Ricky Martinez.
Yes.
That almost felt like a heel tutorial for me.
So,
needless to say, I've studied that match here and there.
Oh my god!
For various reasons, but you know, I thought that match was so interesting. So like, its presence, like it's the presence that him and Kid Vicious put out that I want.
Yeah.
And that's probably true. That's the kind of like thing I want to encompass.
Yeah.
And become. So you know, I feel like my time here is going to be a start of a journey for me, really building. I guess almost a intimidating name.
Nice.
For myself.
Well, I just have to guess that compared to somebody who has a little bit of wrestling experience, looks cute as a button, and shows up and doesn't know the sort of the history and the depth of BG East, compared to that person, you having a command of sort of having studied Brooklyn Body Wrecker and having studied Kid Vicious has got to immediately put you in a different position with all of these guys who are thinking, oh, here's fresh meat. Mm. You would agree? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool. Is there a heel edge to you?
Oh, absolutely. You can ask.
Because, like I said, you're cute as a button, and I don't know that I would necessarily guess that there's a heel edge to you.
Oh, it's there and it's really mean. It's so when I've had my matches, and you can ask previous opponents of mine on Meat Fighters or whatnot, I could be a really mean bastard. I could be a really mean bastard.
You're in the right industry.
You know, like if they say like, yeah, you know, I'm okay with the gut puncher, I'm like, crack my knuckles, all right, get ready, you know, and I like having give and take, because I feel like that taps into that inner beast inside.
Right.
And I'm sure that's going to come up in my matches here.
Good.
With all these guys who don't think that I can bring it.
Nice.
And it's going to be even better for that taste.
Exactly. Well, and if you've read my stuff at all, you know that I'm always a proponent of competitive matches, you know, the squashes are... They have their place, and I have gushed and been enraptured by my share of squashes, but really what I think of is sort of what's most evocative and exciting about this industry is the competitive element.
The back and forth, you know, the witty banter, I think that's kind of like, just makes the match that much more fun.
Yeah.
I think the viewer and the guys in the match, so... That's kind of what I'm hoping I will be getting here. You know, I agree with you with squashes have their place.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing gets a heel more aggressive than when you
fight back.
You fight back. And
absolutely.
You get him in a hold and, you know, talk some shit. And talk shit, get hit.
So even as you talk about that, I totally believe you. I believe you 100%. that you have a mean edge to you. Mm-hmm. Even as you do, you like smiling, you like grinning from ear to ear. Like, this is fun shit for you.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. So, I'm going to be 100% honest. I hope I never lose this side of me that does this for the fun.
Yeah.
You know, working for BGEs, yeah, it's work. You earn money and stuff, but that's not why I come here. I come here because I have this opportunity to fulfill some fantasies that I've been lulling over for years and having fun while doing it. Mm-hmm. And I want to walk away from all my matches being like, damn, that's one for the books. Mm-hmm. And I want to keep that mindset.
Nice.
You know, I don't want to lose that.
That's awesome. I think that's a great spirit to bring in.
Yeah.
Bring in your work. Awesome. Okay, since you know the catalog. So of all, like, of everyone who you know is basically a retired VGs, like, you know, they're not actively wrestling these days, or we don't see them at least wrestling these days. So if you could, like, take a time machine back in time and, like, mix it up with any of the guys from, you know, 15, 20 years ago, are there any, like, names? You mentioned, like, Brooklyn right. Body Wrecker, you mentioned right. Kid Vicious. Are there any other folks that you'd be like, okay, in their heyday, I would have loved to have been right there in that moment and be an opponent of that person?
Kid Vicious,
your top choice, yeah.
Yes. I have a firm belief that you can't really be a good heel unless you know what it's like to job.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no issues if I become... See, I don't really try to get a big head of myself. If I become the jobber because I fought back with everything I had, but this guy is literally... just much more skilled than I am.
He beats you, yeah.
And beats the crap out of me, so be it.
Yeah.
It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
And I feel like it helps me grow as a heel in the end.
Yeah.
So who else would I rather have that match with than with
Kid
Vicious? You know, this guy that I just love his work.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
And I've heard from wrestlers from 25 years ago to, you know, to now who have frequently pointed to him being like this incredible mentor in the business. And and I had the same, I mean, I had the same reaction that you described of meeting him here and sort of this...
He's a wonderful person.
Holy shit, this is Kid Vicious. He's right in front of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's.
And he's very generous. And he's very generous as a mentor, as somebody in this industry. Yeah. He's a very generous guy.
Yeah. Yes. I love, from when I've met him, I love the kind of person he already... has displayed to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's kind of like you get this whole moment of like, wow, you're that same guy who like strung up this guy by his balls.
Exactly.
Like, and you're like, you know, and you're this guy who is like has a sick grin. He's like causing pain to his opponents.
Right. The sneer. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so cool. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you have the same experience I have, but you know, can be very generous, and he's been very gracious sort of with letting me chat him up when I've been here. And I always have this, like, at any moment, is he going to, like, clothesline me or something? You know, like there's always this, like, slight dangerousness about him, just knowing sort of his catalog.
Yes.
Where, you know, in this moment, this is just a guy sort of interacting with me, a real person who, like I said, is generous and hospitable. Right. And then, like, there's always this, like, but then, like, is he going to, like, knee me in the balls and, like, you know, beat the crap out of me?
Yeah.
Not for any reason that I've done anything, but he's Kid Vicious.
He's a vicious bastard.
Exactly. Yeah. And enjoys it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and that's the best part. Like, there's nothing more that I like than either a jobber who enjoys the beating he's getting.
Right.
And very well, is very good at showing that.
Right.
Or a heel that really enjoys what he's doing to his jobber.
Yeah, absolutely. And the boss, any words, like, as you've gotten into the family here and experienced this for your first time, any first impressions you have of Kid Leopard and sort of the operation he runs around here?
So, at one point when we were discussing about my arrival here, he was saying that it's kind of like joining a fraternity.
Yeah.
And, you know, being here for the short time I've already been here, I guess, kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I already, like, I've already met some of the guys ahead of time, like Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is fucking fantastic. I love hanging out with him, and I love beating on him too.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? So, waiting for his return to the ring so I can kick his ass on camera.
Yes.
And as for the boss, I think he's been one of my best motivators for me to be like, he's like, you know what? You need to bring your medal.
Yeah.
Make sure you're ready for this week and you're ready for these matches. And I'm like, okay. You know, he just kind of feel, I can tell that I feel like I'm the, if we're talking in current terms, I'm like the Peter Parker to his Iron Man, I guess.
Okay.
Trying to always prove my worth as much as I can and be like, hey, this is what I got. No, you need to be better. All right. Let me go back.
Motivating.
You know, just pushing. That he's very good at motivating in his own way. And I love the way he's been running this so far.
Yeah.
I think it's been, I mean, you can tell he's just very experienced at doing this.
Right.
And that makes me feel more comfortable coming into this whole fold.
Right. And he's another one who I have this, like, yeah, again, he's very hospitable. He's very generous with inviting me to come. And when I get here, he's very hospitable. And I just have this, like, in the back of my head, like, am I going to, like, end up in a headlock here? Like, you know, what? This is Kid Leopard. Holy crap.
I've already seen him threaten a few of the guys here, so
exactly.
I don't blame you for feeling that way.
It could happen. Okay. All right, then. Well, cool. Well, anything, you know, we're getting a chance to sort of introduce you to the world in this interview. Anything that you, as we finish up, anything that you'd want to make sure fans who are just getting their first taste of Ash, sort of, anything that you'd like them to know?
Well, be honest. You know, I take criticism very seriously.
Okay.
If there is any, of course, compliments are more than appreciated. You know, I'm always going to try to be a fan first.
Cool.
And try to always think in my matches, like, okay, well, what do the fans like to see? What did I like to see when I was on the other side,
right,
looking in? And I'm always going to try to push that forward. So just know that that's going to be my goal.
Nice. Well, very cool. We are all going to be very excited to watch your career get launched here, hopefully soon.
Same here.
And please keep in touch. You know the blog. You know how to comment. So when folks see this interview or see my reviews of your matches, I hope you'll take the opportunity to reach out to them. Are you going to have right out of the bat? Do you have a social media presence? Do you think you'll likely have?
So I do have a Facebook already.
Okay.
It has a different name, but that's probably going to change.
Yeah, we'll sort that out.
Once I get released into the catalog.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my main source.
Excellent.
It's going to be on Facebook.
And you'll be open to fans reaching out to you through social media?
Yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely. Well, you are going to immediately, like, get folks excited to have a chance to sort of interact with
you. I hope so. I hope I bring them a lot of the things that they want, you know. Of course, special shout out to my fellow gut punchers. I'm going to bring out the best in this company for
Excellent.
Us.
So. Excellent. Well, Ash Leone, it is an honor to get a chance to be your first official interview as your career launches. I wish you the best of luck,
and I'm
really excited to see the kind of impact we're going to see from you in the ring.
Me too.
And I look
forward to hopefully doing more because I love interviews.
Excellent. We'll look forward to it. Thank you much.